Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
1850 715 815.
Good afternoon, I'm Damien O'Reilly and this is Liveline. And you can text 51551. Deirdre, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Damien.
Your child is a pupil in the school where this case of COVID-19 has been confirmed. Where is she now?
She is at home, also being isolated, just as a precaution. So she's in her room.
And has she any contact with the outside world?
No, she's not to go out. She can have contact for up to 15 minutes with others in the household, even though it's not advised, but if needs be. But she can't go out.
Well, how is she? Tell us about her typical day, you know, for her while she's still in, while she is in self-isolation. How long? Let's go back maybe. When did you get this news and what were you told to do?
The parents received the news on late Sunday afternoon. Basically, the first bit of news we got was that there was a confirmed case of with a student in the school and that the school would be closing for a 14-day period. So they have to go into isolation from the 14 days, but they're counting the 14 days from the Friday that they would have finished in school.
OK, so for the last 2 days, 48 hours or thereabouts, she has been confined to her room. And you can have some communication with her. She obviously has to eat. She has to go to the bathroom. How does that all work?
In that sense, she has to use her own towel, use her own soap. If she comes down to the kitchen, she'd be mostly eating in her bedroom. Now we're trying to avoid her coming down. But if she does, you know, her utensils and all have to be washed and wash down any counters that she touched or breathed on, so keep everything clean and sanitised.
And is
what we've been told to do.
Is she showing any symptoms?
She has a cough, but they're not really too worried unless you kind of have, there's three main symptoms, which would be the dry cough, fever and breathlessness.
Okay, so
before, maybe having major concerns, they'd kind of expect you to have more than one symptom, but it can take a period of time for symptoms to show, and they don't know if you're contagious before you're showing symptoms.
Okay, so this is all precautionary, but has she been tested because she has a cough, or does she need to display all three symptoms before the HSE intervene?
She has not been tested, and as far as I'm aware, nobody else has that they've confirmed to us. Because if you test too early, there's not enough of the virus present to show up. So there's a chance that you could get it like a false negative. So you kind of need to wait out the incubation period and wait for symptoms to appear before they recommend testing.
And how is she feeling? She has the cough, but otherwise, is she okay?
Otherwise, yeah, physically fine. She's upset and she's a bit stressed out. There's a lot of events and extracurricular stuff and all that she's going to be missing now over the next 2 weeks. Mm. She's also an exam year student, and with the exams coming up, she's worried on the work that they'll miss. Getting a lot of her books are still at school. So at the meeting last night, they said there's possibly going to be arrangements made for books to be collected from school. I don't know how that will work, but
yeah,
I don't know if the time will be made up or how they'll catch up.
Yeah,
so now, she's worried about that.
You mentioned a meeting last night. Parents were called to a meeting in a large room in the east of the country. We won't say where it was. What happened at that meeting? What was the atmosphere like, Deirdre?
The atmosphere was tense. It was people were worried. There was a lot of concern. There was a lot of questions. It was a long meeting. There was a panel of experts there to help answer questions. There was a lot of frustration. I don't know. There was a lot of nobody really knows.
Was there anger?
There was some anger. There was anger that the school had been leaked before parents were informed. There was anger about contradictory advice. Parents were being told continue to go to work for other siblings to continue to go to school, but people had been sent home from work, made go home from work, not even allowed into their building and work. And this is without pay. They've been sent home for 2 weeks.
And then there are other parents who have no choice now but to stay at home maybe to mind young children. I know these are secondary school children, but
yeah,
is that, was that issue raised last night as well?
Yeah, it was just, the whole issue was like, they don't know what to do.
Mm.
I mean, they're being told go to work, they're being told go home from work, so they don't know what to do for the right thing.
And again, just protecting the identity of the person. But does your daughter know if she has been over the last few days or before the news came at the weekend? Does she know, was she in contact or in close proximity to this person?
Yes, she knows.
Okay. And how does that make you feel? Are you worried?
I'd be worried about the spread of it. I'm not worried for her. I'm not overly worried for my family. We're all healthy. We don't have any other issues. But there was a lot of parents there who have other family members at home, the household, with diseases and have had major health issues and immunodeficiencies and are on medication and all. It's so high risk for them. They may have a grandparent living in the household.
Mm.
You know what I mean? For them, I'd say it's a lot more worrying. But yeah. I mean, it's like they said last night, statistically, a person with COVID-19 infects two people. As in comparison to someone with measles, can infect one person can infect 16. So it's not like as contagious.
Okay.
But that's still a possible two cases mm-hmm. more.
And
we don't know if the rest of the family of the boy have been tested. That won't be told to us or confirmed. We don't know if anyone else had a test. And we don't know, but potentially all the students are home in isolation. There's a possibility that two of them at least could develop this virus, which puts the rest of their households at risk as regards spreading and trying to contain it.
Mm. You know the way there's this debate about whether the school should be named or not, and everybody, you know, outside, I suppose, of the HSE or a lot of the mainstream media know the school. It's been circulated online and talked about. You say that details were leaked before parents heard about it. What do you mean by that, or how did that come about?
I received a message on Messenger of a picture of the email that I would then receive from the HSE.
Oh. So you got a kind of a WhatsApp or a message of the letter that was being sent out before you actually received
naming
it yourself.
Naming the school and confirming the case.
How do you feel about the idea of naming the school? People say we should know more details. The HSE say no to protect patient confidentiality and so on. What are parents feeling?
I understand the confidentiality issue and they don't want anyone to be stigmatised.
Mm.
But I don't know, I think maybe if they would name the school, it's out there anyway, there'd be less panic and hysteria elsewhere.
Right.
It would kind of be maybe limited if you knew the area and then you knew that you hadn't been near that and no one you knew had been near that, so you would know you were kind of okay.
Yeah.
I think by not naming it just the East Coast, maybe there's lots of people in a panic now along the East Coast thinking, oh, I need to go and get checked for COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
Unnecessarily.
And when you say that you're allowed, you chat with your daughter for no longer than 15 minutes, what's the advice there? How many times a day can you have this communication with her? And do you have to stand a certain distance away from her? Were you given any advice in that regard last night?
The only advice really is for them to, the child to be isolated. Technically, if you were to follow their protocol, really she should literally just stay in her room the whole time and not come near any of us.
And does she wear a mask or anything when she's near you?
She doesn't wear a mask. They don't advise wearing a mask.
Okay.
Mask is kind of a, I don't know, just some bandwagon that they've jumped on.
Yeah. And what about yourself and the rest of the family? Are you worried now about going out and socialising or meeting other people now? Do you feel a certain responsibility that your daughter was in contact with this person and you've been in contact with her?
I would feel a certain responsibility, as in, I know nothing is definite yet, but I don't want to chance it. I would be trying to limit my going out and whatnot now, just for fear, I mean, for other people whose health mightn't be as good as mine. It's too much of a chance to take.
Mm. And have you been told by the HSE to keep in touch with them and keep them up to speed about her symptoms, or will they contact you? Or what's the communication like between your daughter, yourselves, the school and the HSE?
Communication via the school has been fantastic. I think I have zero qualms with how the school handled it. They followed protocol. They done everything right. HSE-wise had said public health doctors would be calling each student who was a contact or their parent every day. I haven't had a call yet. And it's basically just if I was worried to call them. But they had said that they would be calling us every day to check in, but haven't.
All right. Well, it's a concerning time. But just sum up your own feeling now, Deirdre, at this point in time, 48 hours into this and having had the meeting of parents last night. Are there going to be any more meetings? And were you concerned about going into a room, an enclosed room last night, by the way, with another few hundred people?
It was another concern, yeah. But there was a very big turnout, but and plenty of hand sanitizer. But we had to go because we needed this information, whatever information they could give us. For me, I think I would just like a bit more transparency, a bit more honesty. I mean, there was a lot of contradictory advice. You know, people had been advised certain things via the HSE hotline that's been set up compared to the advice that was given from the panel last night. Mm. I mean, if they don't know enough, just tell us that. And then you can decide to take extra precautions if needs be, if you have a vulnerable member in your household or anything like that. Just a bit more honesty, a bit more concise information and recommendations for everyone.
All right. Well, Deirdre, thank you very much for chatting to us on the programme.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.